Well, good evening, everyone. So the title of this piece is I Have Decided, and I just pray that the words would really just challenge and stir our hearts and encourage us, and that ultimately you just enjoy it. See, I know too many who claim Christian and think all is well, but on the day that they pass over into eternity, sadly, some may awake in hell. Those are the ones I have decided to fight for. The ones who try to live by this Christian manual and fail to receive the new life we have through Emmanuel. Though I'm grateful to be one of the fortunate, one day to be called home to be with my Heavenly Father, I used to live in a spiritual orphanage, working myself to death trying to find residence. Even after I was saved from its wages, I still desired to go back and collect my paycheck, but why? What is it about being a part of something I don't belong in? Falling back into the same temptation that I just started to find appalling. I bring you the same message that Paul brings in Colossians about properly burying the old man. I call that Paul bearing. Actually, let's look at the message in Matthew that the Son brings of how the flesh is so weak, even when the Spirit is willing. See, this is why before we turn our backs on the old man, that same man we must crucify. But that's a little easier said than done, especially when it seems like you have no choice but to commit the unthinkable to have an income and provide for your loved ones. See, we live in a world where many careers require degrees, but so many can't pay the tuition fees. And even those who can may not fully achieve with a workload that weighs as much as you and you and you plus like 10 of me. So when they grow older and receive their bill statements, which require payments, but their funds aren't sufficient, they may lose their nice big house and have to move to what we call the HOOD. That's housing offered only to keep them down, raising their children in the streets, and then the cycle, it just repeats, but the cycle's gonna end with me. See, I have decided to follow Jesus. That means no turning back. I said I have decided to follow Jesus, and that means no turning back. I have decided to not question my circumstances, but to bear my cross, for in his word I find all the answers. I have decided that I will not be a statistic. You know, it's kind of funny. This world, it may not be as lost as we think, because poverty, prejudice, some police, and even my own people seem to always prey on my existence. Yet I have decided in every situation to choose to make peace my choice. I have decided to side with those muzzled by the world and be their voice. The wages of sin is death, yet I don't fear, for my sins are forgiven. I have decided to choose life, for he who defeated death is risen. And I pray if you haven't decided the same, please don't leave this conference without truly getting to know that precious name, Jesus. Thank you.